There's another one. You're gonna, don't lose those. I'll pull it down. Okay, Bob, we are rolling.
Copy that.
And pray for me, Bob, that I don't lose my camera. Okay, Hanover is very, quite a ways up the slope. I don't think we would have gotten to it as we planned that time. But the parents you have, the SCARP, North Tennessee contact is one of the SCARP being smoother textured, less cratered, and certainly less lineated. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it's, as Gene says, younger.
Okay, Jack.
But that goes, not just the, it's not just the slope, it's the materials on the other side of the SCARP, on the west side. Okay, I'm going to have to really ease up on pictures. I forgot to give him a frame shot.
Yeah, he's just going to frame shot. I'm going to give him a frame shot. Okay.
Well, Bob, the problem is, every time I take my hand off, my camera loosens up again.
Okay, I copy that, and our estimate is that if you continue to go between 50 and 100 meters between frames, we'll make it.
Boy, I tell you, those machines getting a look big now. Holy smoly. That frame at the LRV sample was about 115.
Copy that.
I'll tell you, that SCARP looks nice over there too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, we're back out in our old friend, the Dark Mantle, and I think the zero phase point is not as bright as it was. Passing a small crater, but the block population is still way down there in about, oops, what's that one? About 1%.
Man 17 to your benefit. We're showing you a very good net mobility range here, and things looking quite good.
Thank you. Gene's doing a great job. I tell you, it takes all your time to drive, though. You look around and you're in a hole. There's another small crater, instant rock, with the same little pit, a spattering of glass holding the pit materials together. None of the glass linings look very coherent, Bob. They mainly just seem to be a sprinkling of glass that's helping to, or coating the instant rock.
Okay, I copy that, Jack.
We're in contact with America on the 28th revolution.
We still don't have all the craters at about 10 to 15 meters in diameter seem to have somewhat more blocky material in their rims, but they're not clear cut blocky rim craters. And here's one that's probably 50 meters across that has a fair number of blocks in the bottom. Looks like it might have just about gotten down to where the gabbro starts to be abundant again.
Okay, I copy
and
on that one, Jack.
I start for 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, and I'm going to work my way up the hole in the wall from there on up. Okay? That's good. Make a long, easy turn in.
Yeah.
That hole in the wall, Bob, it's very long, very subtle, very gentle slope. We'll just have to give you more work when we get there.
Okay, we're anxiously awaiting him. How about a range and bearing while you're at it?
Well, clicks it most of the time. Okay, 0.2, 5.6, 4.9.
Copy, 4.9 on the range.
And about 20 to 22 AM most of the time.
Okay, we're losing a little bit of low gain there.
Go up.
You know?
Yeah. I think you need to fill it up a little bit, probably undershoot here. Uh-oh. Well, our pitching is changing all the time, that's the problem. basically it's 10 foot in the whole time.
Okay, Bob, we're not in light mantle, I don't think.
Nemo's right over there, if I'm not mistaken. There's